At least 30 deaths are being blamed on a band of winter weather that dumped freezing rain and sleet over the lower Midwest this weekend. The system has moved on, but hundreds of thousands of customers are still without power today. Missy Shelton of member station KSMU in Springfield, Missouri, reports.
The sun was shining on parts of Oklahoma today, quite a change for a state where, this weekend, utility crews reported up to 4 inches of ice on power lines in some areas. The ice contributed to power outages and hundreds of accidents on the roadways spanning from Texas through Oklahoma and Missouri into Iowa and Illinois. Chris West is spokesman for the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. According to a report from one of his troopers, the change in weather isn't making much of a difference in the southeastern part of the state.
He was describing the scene down there as it looked like it was a war zone, and that's because of the utility poles that were snapped, power lines that were down, the heavy ice-laden trees that brought limbs and trees down, and said it was just, there was a lot of devastation from the ice that they had accumulated down there.
It's a similar scene in parts of Missouri. Governor Matt Blunt has activated the National Guard. They're doing house-to-house checks in southwest Missouri and the St. Louis area. Blunt says they're also helping with cleanup.
They're focused on debris removal, helping with transportation. They'll be doing some heater meal delivery to people that aren't homebound.
More than 60 shelters are set up around the state, some in community centers, some in churches. Blunt says he's pleased that so many people and organizations have been willing to help those without power.
I'm proud of Missourians. Missourians help one another. They stand up shelters. They think about what they can do to help their friends and relatives and neighbors. And I'm very proud of the Missouri response to this natural disaster, which is amongst the worst that we've had to deal with in recent times.
States affected by power outages have set up special shelters for people who need extra assistance. Catherine Miller is staying at a shelter in Springfield, Missouri, where her husband can receive medical supervision.
They're wonderful here. I mean, they give us food, and they come around all the time to help us and do his blood pressure and make sure that everybody's safe and we have security, and it's good.
Miller and others are wondering when they'll get to return to a warm home. The latest forecast calls for gusty winds and later in the week, warmer temperatures. But those changes could mean new problems for utilities working to restore power to customers. Ernie DeCamp is spokesman for City Utilities of Springfield.
We're concerned that the wind could cause us some additional outages, and also the thawing that's going to happen later in the week when the ice melts off of the vegetation and it snaps back up. What's it going to snap into? And should it snap into lines, obviously we could have some more outages.
So far, utility officials are reluctant to say when they expect power to be fully restored. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri.